Episode 1893, Hope Defined by a Smile.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day and happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. It's Hope Defined by a Smile. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, it is St. Patrick's Day. And St. Patrick's Day observes the death of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. And as you know, this holiday has evolved into a celebration of Irish culture with parades, special foods, music, dancing, drinking, yes, and a whole lot of green. Make today a special day. Light it up with something green. Now, one way you can do that is no, you don't have to go out anywhere. You can stay put. If you have children at home, go and search throughout your house for the green things. You could tag them. See who can come up with the most green. Try to eat everything that's green. Okay, maybe add a few other little colors because, well, that'd be great on your leafy greens for vegetables. But make it a fun day. We don't have to go out to have a celebration. We can stay in and have fun too. Well, it is Inspiration Motivation Day. And I just want to give you something that I believe everybody needs, including me. Hope defined by a smile lifts you up when the world is too heavy for you to manage. Living life was never promised to be easy. Whether you are optimistic or hoping for something better, a smile can change the heart. We sometimes wonder what we can do in situations that make us uneasy or feeling left out. No matter if you have money in your pocket or you think you got it all, a smile can change everything. A simple smile. The corners of your little line there called your mouth that turns up, right? Take the silly frown and turn it upside down and oops, there comes a smile. Well, as I sat thinking about each of you, the listeners in all different situations, what's happening with the world, but even bigger than that, we have a lot of stuff in our own lives. You might be facing a challenge within your marriage, within your family. Maybe you're pregnant with a child, and really this was a surprise, and you don't really know what to do. Whether they're challenging or you're looking at them through the eyes of a celebration, I couldn't help but stop and say a prayer. For each of you, God already knows who's coming to listen. I don't know each of you, except for when you reach out. So if you're completely bored, feel free to send me a little note. You can send it to yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. Well, I too have felt overwhelmed, not because of the possibility of what could be, but because of the magnitude of responsibility I have to share hope. And not hope that comes from me, but from God. I went to the store yesterday to grab, just a couple gallons of milk and a few other basic supplies. I wasn't going to be the one that was going to grab, the three huge big things of toilet paper and all of this stuff. But I wanted to get some milk. We drink, honestly, believe it or not, a week, we average 6 gallons of milk a week. Yes, I know. But when you have a big family, you go through a lot of milk. And I'm okay with my kids drinking milk because they could drink a lot of other crazy things that they really shouldn't be drinking. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to run to the store real quick. I took our youngest with me and we went in there. And as I watched all these people walking around, you could look at their carts and see the panic in their hearts. As I waited patiently to also grab a few cans of vegetables, I noticed the workers were trying to stock shelves. And there was one who was definitely, from what I could tell, like a high school student. We're on spring break here. And I knew she was not one because I frequent the store. So I know at least most of the workers who are there. I was like, no. And the way she was acting, I'm like, I bet you she's a daughter of one of the workers. And so she was trying to help load up the shelves too. And she had her hands full of this tomato drink. It was red of some form or fashion, but you know, they're like in the gallon jugs. And she had like 6 or 8, 10, I don't know, but it was quite heavy. And there I stood with empty hands. So why not help? I jumped into action and moved the other gallons of drinks to the side to make room for her heavy load. The other two workers were a little surprised. They weren't sure how to respond to me. They looked at me and they were like, oh, I think they thought I was going to take all of those drinks. After we got them on the shelves, I giggled and said, well, I might need them, but no, I don't want them. I'm just making room for you. Their immediate response shocked my heart. Rarely do we get anyone who wants to help us. I smiled really big and said, this is your day. We all chimed in with a little funky dance or whatever it was and parted with smiles. Hope defined by a smile. You never know what is going on in someone else's life. Those workers there, you could tell. They'd shut the store down and didn't open until 12 noon. And they were going to close early. They wanted to have all their shelves stocked before everybody came in, but they were having a hard time keeping up with demand. And here I was just waiting. There were like 3 carts where I wanted to go, and I was just being observant. And it really actually saddened me. Why aren't we helping our neighbors? We're called to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But the thing is we don't even love the reflection that we see, so how can we love our neighbors? Hope defined by a smile. It honestly doesn't take much nowadays. We are too ingrained in our technology. Our phones have more of our attention than the people standing right next to us. This whole social distancing thing is kind of weird because nobody knows who's close to you because they're too hunkered down on their phone. Look up today. Look around you. Yes, even if you're at home, look at the corner. Really look at it. See what is sitting there. We took a trip, remember, to go up and get some stuff from my mom's house, from the family farm. And we came back. And yesterday we were putting some of them in their rightful place within our house. And I thought, this is really crazy. Why am I doing this? I've got sore muscles today. But as I sat and looked in the corner, there's a piece now of my family. There's lots of stories that can come from that one little piece of furniture. Hope defined by a smile. But unfortunately, what happens is we get stuck in our own stupid messes. We don't see anything as blessings anymore. If it's not a better or bigger paycheck, if it's not time off, or if it doesn't serve us personally, then, well, we really don't care. Really? Is that really who we are? Your smile could be the hope that someone needs to get them through the day, the week, the month. When you are out and about, it doesn't matter if you're out in public or out in your own home or even your backyard. Greet others with a smile. Wave at someone and smile. Hello, how are you? It goes such a long way. We don't have to have all the answers. Well, at least that's what I was hoping you would say. Sitting here trying to figure out how I could inspire amongst this big mess that we're in. No, it's not fun. And I'm too a little tired. Not because of all that's happening around me. I mean, yes, I'm sure that adds to it, but more so because, well, I physically did some movement and lifting major heavy furniture and traveling round the clock in 48 hours to be in, you know, doing 8 states. Well, they were 4 states and then you repeat yourself. That's a lot. And I was just like, I'm tired. But I'm here wanting to give you a seed of hope. And that seed of hope is something you carry every day, and it's a smile. I know I look sometimes in the mirror and I'm like, oh, girl, you may be aging, but you still got that smile. Girl, you got that smile. So use it. If you have little ones at home, they may have really no idea what's really going on. They don't understand the magnitude, how crazy it really is. But what they do see is your smile. Hope defined by a smile. This is a gift you can give someone. Why not give it to someone today? And more importantly, why not give it to yourself? Look at yourself in the mirror and say, Lord, this is the day that you have made. Thank you for giving me breath. Now give me hope defined by a smile. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.